Luckily, the Spanish were even less prepared. In a rather feckless war, best known for Theodore Roosevelt's charge of San Juan Hill, the Spanish forces in Cuba were quickly beaten. On July 17, 1898, Spain surrendered. The United States allowed the rebellious Cubans to have their own government, but they obtained a naval base at Guantanamo Bay, which it retains to the present. Cuba would remain a virtual American satellite until Fidel Castro's successful revolution in 1959. The United States had been interested in the Pacific for half a century already. In 1853, the U.S. had sent a fleet to Japan to bully the Japanese into a trading relationship through gunboat diplomacy. Do business or we shoot. Alaska had been purchased from the Russians in 1867, mostly because, one, it was there, and two, to get the Russians out of North America. When war with Spain seemed inevitable, America considered expanding westward. To secure a supply line for American shipping, the former Kingdom of Hawaii was annexed on July 7, 1898.